The business before the U.S. Senate today includes the minimum wage. Today, the Senate debates raising the hourly rate. Right now, the minimum is $5.15 an hour. Many Democrats want to raise it, and some Republicans do, too. They're trying to add a minimum wage hike to a bill that would overhaul bankruptcy rules, NPR's Kathy Schalk reports.
Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy is sponsoring the amendment to gradually raise the minimum wage to $7.25. He points out that Congress hasn't increased the minimum wage for 7 years.
We've increased the salaries of the members of the Senate 5 times over that time, but we haven't increased minimum wage, and this would certainly be consistent with what is an overall objective, and that is the people having more resources to be able to meet responsibilities.
The AFL-CIO's legislative director, Bill Samuel, agrees with Senator Kennedy that an increase in the minimum wage is long overdue.
This is the second longest time the minimum wage has remained stagnant since it was first enacted in the 1930s. Relative to average wages, the minimum wage is now the lowest it's been since 1949.
And he says it would take an increase of more than $4 per hour just to lift a full-time minimum wage earner with a family of four above the poverty level. But some business groups oppose raising the minimum wage at all. Some say it would cost too much and drive up prices for consumers. And some argue that it would actually hurt the poor.
Decades of research on the increases in the minimum wage have shown that when you raise the minimum wage, you tend to hurt the very people you're trying to help, those low-skill adults that are currently earning the minimum wage.
Craig Garthwaite is director of research for the Employment Policies Institute, a Washington think tank. He says adult high school dropouts and other vulnerable workers are typically the ones that get hurt.
The reason why that is that they lose their job to higher-skilled applicants that are attracted to the new wage.
Garthwaite says that includes teenagers from wealthy families who work just to earn extra pocket money. Proponents and opponents of a minimum wage hike battle over statistics. Garthwaite argues that most people who would benefit from a higher minimum wage aren't living below the poverty line.
The average beneficiary is not a sole supporter of their family. They're a second earner, they're potentially a third earner when you have teenagers working.
Bill Samuel of the AFL-CIO counters that three-quarters of all minimum wage earners are adults whose earnings provide at least half the family's income.
It's not uncommon to have two minimum wage workers trying to run a household or one individual holding down two minimum wage jobs.
Take your order.
Like a large chocolate shake.
A large chocolate shake. Anything else, sir?
No. McDonald's employee Oscar Lazo fits neither stereotype. He's a slight 16-year-old with a baseball cap, a shy smile, and a thin line of whiskers above his upper lip. He goes to high school and lives with his mother. He also works 30 hours per week because his mother has serious health problems and can't hold down a job.
I just help my mom to pay her bills, like the cable, the telephone, electricity. I try to, like, help her the best I can.
Lazo earns $6.35 per hour, more than a dollar above the current federal minimum wage, but nearly a dollar less than the minimum wage workers would earn under Senator Kennedy's proposal. He might not benefit directly, since the wage hike would be phased in. And if critics of the proposal are right, people like him might not benefit at all, in the aggregate at least. But Lazo and other low-income workers say they would still like to be earning more money. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you, sir.